Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. You know, if you really want to live life well, you want to live life as God intended it, you want to live true life, then know that that cannot be done apart from a relationship with God. It really can't. So you need to dig deep. If your faith is shallow, you need to dig deep. Lord, help me. Help me put my roots down in you. Help me to put everything else in second place except to follow you. Help me. Read his word daily. Allow it to shape you and form you. That word is living. It comes with power. It's not just printed words on a page, as I've so often said. It has power in it to help you to conform your life to it and actually be set free. You don't end up in a straitjacket. You actually end up being set free because you're beginning to live out what you were created for. The first reading for today is taken from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. He said when he first came upon them, he couldn't talk to them as people with a real spiritual life, but they were simply living in the flesh. And how many of us is that true? How many of us don't see beyond this world and our own flesh? How many of us are in that position? God wants to take you much higher and much deeper if you let him. I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. So he had to start out very simply, teaching the Corinthians the gospel. Indeed, you are still not able. Even now, you are still of the flesh. We're all still, and parts of us are still clinging to this life, still clinging to its values, still putting our energy there. We ought to be putting our energy into values that will last for all eternity. You can do that in the midst of the world, but you need to know who you are, and you need to know what you're doing. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able, even now, for you are still of the flesh. In other words, what is earthly means more to you than anything else. Everything else is in second place. While there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not of the flesh, and walking according to the manner of man, that's earthly man? Whenever someone says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely men? You're taking your identity from other earthly people. That's not where it belongs. Your identity comes from God himself. What is Apollos, after all, and what is Paul? Ministers through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. Neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything. That's our part. But only God who causes the growth. Always look to the source of your strength, the source of your gifts. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's dwelling. Are you a co-worker with God? Are you God's field? Can God have many things grow out of your life because you put him first? Or God's building, just another analogy? Do you see yourself as coming from God and returning to God? That's who you are. You're destined for eternity, you know. Where you live eternity is another question, but every one of us is called by God to follow him. and to love him and to serve him and to serve his people, to be merciful. That's what we're called to do in this life. And do then we have eternal life. Do you have your sights straight? Do you have goals clearly in mind? Are they all muddled? Look, my goal is just to get through the day. And I understand there are some days like that. But overall, is your goal heaven? Are you paying more attention to the things of this world or to the things of God? Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Psalm 33. Blessed are the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. And then we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 to 44. Luke chapter 4, verses 38 to 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. I love that. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them. Do you remember what I told you the other day? He rebukes them because it's the evil one speaking. He's saying the truth. But it's coming from the mouth of a demon. You don't want to pay attention to that at all, because then the enemy will use that to entice you into his lair, into his den. Don't do that. Listen only to the voice of God. He rebuked them, did not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." I think it's very important for each of us, in a certain sense, to think about, why did God create me? What are my gifts? What are my talents? Even if you only have one, you have one. What are my gifts? What are my talents? What are my weaknesses? What are my patterns of sin? Be very honest with yourself. And then say to the Lord, "Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be like you, so that you can send me out like an emissary on your behalf. You can send me out to reach other people for you." You could be married, you could be single, you could be a priest, you could be a religious. Doesn't matter your state in life. All of us are disciples, are called to be disciples. All of us are called to bring the good news. And unfortunately, what's happened because of the access in the media, the access to communication devices of all kinds, what's getting disseminated far more than the truth and the love of God is what's getting disseminated is evil. Really. The voices of demons speak through human beings, but they speak in our world today, and they entice us into sin. And they entice us into hatred. They entice us into violence. What are you listening to? And how much are you listening to? Don't say, "Oh yeah, well yeah, I just listened to it, but I really don't heed it. It's not very good, but yeah, there's a few things that interest me, so I listen to it." Don't do that. Give it up. What you're literally doing is ingesting poison. That's not your doing. It will warp you. It will twist you. Eventually, it can destroy you. It, at its base, it's the enemy. It's the devil. And that's true. Those are not fairy tales. That's the truth. Jesus says, to the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent. Yes, that was the purpose of the Son of God. What is your purpose? Why did God create you as you are? Weaknesses, strengths, handicaps, crosses, whatever. This is you. Are you going to the Lord daily and saying to the Lord, what would you have me do today? How do you want me to live today? Who do you want me to speak to today? Who do you want me to write to? Who do you want me to call? I'm not saying get an impossible list of things. Just ask the Lord in a number of ways. Just ask him, what is it you would have me do? Narrow it down to one or two things. We get all kinds of good ideas, but it's often when you say, oh, I never thought of that. When you had a thought go through your head and you say, I never thought of that. Make sure it's from God. But if it is, then that's what God wants you to do. Sometimes it's just silence, then just do what you think is best, but do something. Don't say, well, God didn't give me anything to do, so I'm not doing anything. No, then go and do what you know you should as a baptized Christian, a baptized Catholic. You know what you should do. Do good. Help the weak. Help the poor. We can do it by our speech. We can do it by our kindness. Do you look at the people who serve you? This is something that I'm noticing more and more and more. We take for granted, we walk up to the cashier. We don't even look necessarily at him or her. We just put our items down and we pay the money and we go. Who does God want you to talk to today? How do you know that a smile or a kind word or a God bless you might not change the life of another person? Or are you too caught up in what you have to do, too caught up in yourself that you can't see the needs of others? Brothers and sisters, you can either dig very deep and live the life that God has for us, or you can stay shallow. You can do either one. But I would not recommend staying shallow. It won't work, and it won't last. Go deep into his will, his heart, his mind. Ask that you may serve him. Ask for the privilege to serve him. And then watch what God does with your life. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.